Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Have you got a bit of spare time, by the way? I know you've got one. I know you've got a, yeah, you've got a changing track. You do. I know. A lot of people come up to me and say, oh, I don't have a changing track. You do. There's a piece of music that means something to you. Sit down. Think about it. Send an email to melbournedrive@abc.net.au. As I often say, it can be silly or serious. Major or minor event in your life. Doesn't matter. What matters is that the music matters to you for some reason. Everything from the bloke who went to the dunny naked and couldn't get back into his hotel room through to some of life's toughest moments. Doesn't matter what the story is. What matters is that you're explaining why the music is of significance to you. The email address again, melbournedrive@abc.net.au. And this week's changing track is for Jane. In year 12, many conversations quickly turn to, what do you want to do next year? My answers were usually quite vague. I didn't want to admit that I wanted to study physio. What if I didn't get the marks I needed? That was too much pressure. When our results came in, I was fortunate to get a place to study physiotherapy at La Trobe University. I was excited, but nervous. I thought I knew what being a physio would be like. I thought my biggest decision would be which area I wanted to head to. The options are broad: sport, women's health, community work, rehab, acute hospital work. It was in second year that we began paediatrics. Most of my peers did not like the subject, but it sparked a little something in me. Learning about typical gross motor development reminded me that each new life is a miracle, that watching a baby grow and develop into a little person is phenomenal. I'd always loved being around little people. There's something about them which is inspiring and energetic, but I had never considered this as a career. That threw me. And this little spark was reignited a couple of years later when I completed placements in a couple of settings, working with children, particularly children with disability. At first, I didn't want to do this placement. My vision of working with kids was going to be at one of the big city hospitals. However, the kids changed all that. I realised that working with children offers the unique opportunity to see them gain so many skills: rolling, sitting, standing, walking, riding a bike, climbing. These are the many skills which most of us take for granted, but these children with additional needs battle to achieve them day after day. What a privilege to work with them, to get to know them and their families, and to have a front row seat for these life-changing moments. Heading into a career as a paediatric physiotherapist, I underestimated how much these children would get under my skin and change me for life. I could list so many children and their families, but I'm drawn back to Sean. I worked with Sean early on in my career. He taught me that when working with little people, everything needs to be a game. If he figured out I was trying to make him work, he wouldn't participate. It had to be fun. In many ways, Sean was similar to typical kids, except he was born with a genetic condition that meant his life would be very short. But wow, he lived it to the full. He was cheeky and fabulous and so determined. One day we were working on climbing skills. Climbing an A-frame was the goal. Sean quickly generalised this skill. Shortly afterwards, scaling the school fence to rescue wayward balls, much to the horror of his new physio. I had to rethink my strategy. My work with children has been full of music. Many of the songs get stuck in my head well after my workday has finished. The song I have chosen is more a reminder for me. My changing track played as we farewelled little Sean a year later, a life that was much shorter than it should ever have been. But I'm thankful that I was able to meet and to know him, which was only possible due to his disability. Whenever I hear my changing track, I'm taken back to that day when we farewelled Sean. And while my memories of his cheeky smile bring a teary smile to my face, my thoughts also shift to the many others I've worked with over the years, those I'm just getting to know, who inspire me to keep striving to work with them and their families. It is a privilege and a joy to help these kids reach their goals so that as many children as possible can walk on. And Jane's Changing Track is Walk On by U2.